I'm happy to see that. They've had a bit of a slump here lately, losing, was it 5 out of the last 7 games or 7 last 9 games? So this is good to see. After Patrick King came into the team, it's been rough.
Faceoff won by Anigo. Skating up the side and knocked away is Tiedemann. Will trying to get forward. Fighting over on the side is Daniel. That puck sent in and off of Robin, and we're going to call it no ice. Here comes the forecheck by Chuz. The Robins trying to get that puck out, and they do. Now here comes Frank. Frank backhands it out, taps that one, tries to get it clear, and does. But Anigo resets. Nice pass off the board's opposite side from Anigo. But Harlan gets it back out to the top. And Willie tried that forecheck. Harlan missed with the pass. And now we got two seals down. That pass out to the front from Willie. Back a shot wide from Anigo. A lot of transition game going on right here, Matt. Hard to call. There's a one-timer out in front of the net. Nice save there by Tanya. Slap shot. No. Back to the point there. Wide. That was Colin Tiedemann. He couldn't get it to go. That puck poked up the side. Right in front of you there. Tripping right in front of the ref.
Wait for the line change here. Both these lines have been up for quite a while. Surprised to see you. Only one player. Here you go. Red Robins going for a partial change right now. Imagine the team seal wheel as well. Angelina carries it down to the far side in the Red Robins zone, but it gets picked away.
Here comes the Robins. Out to the side now. Here's Kassler. Kassler sends it in to center. Picked up off the board by Xavier. And here he comes on the rush, trying to get wide. Xavier trying to bring it back to the forehand and got held up there again as he made his move. And I think Owen Dickman got away with a little bit of a hold.
Well, that's just not right then.
I don't know. I mean, you got a goalie behind you, you know? And I think that in that situation, you got to call that penalty, especially for a team that doesn't have any scores. All right. Liam Burt taking that puck wide, now skating the circle, sends it back out to his defenseman. Robin's puck here. That one's picked away nicely by Harlan. Harlan takes it back to center, loses the handle, but gets it back. Now he dumps it down in all the way around, and that one's sticked and slowed down by the goalie. Goalie very active down there, getting out of the net.
Yeah.
And nice backhanded pass. Tapped up. And there's a shot into the slot.
A lot of traffic down there.
There was a lot of traffic.
Gate saved by one of the defensemen.
Here's a cross-ice pass. And, boy, Kassler must have just barely got that before it went to the... He showed off his speed there. It was awfully close to being an icing.
Yeah, Frank did a nice job of putting pressure on him, resulting in a less-than-perfect pass to Dickman, who was out in front as well and tried to get a shot off that went wide.
Pass backhanded up the half wall. Nice stick there from Kassler. Kassler loses the handle, and it goes out to center. That's something you haven't seen most of the day.
They got poked away.
Puck sent slowly through center and, like, through four guys, Matt.
Yeah.
And finally picked up. Here comes Willie. He's coming up, and he's going to try to get wide and got that puck knocked away.
Line change for this team seal right now. Willie does do a nice job of buying some time for the line change.
That puck kept in. And Willie, here he comes. And Anigo has a free shake at a breakout. And that puck is dropped to nobody. And here comes Xavier. Ooh. Centering pass to Angelina. Angelina, and there it goes. 18-13 shots on goal. So they only got three this time, Matt. So 8-0. In favor of Anigo, but a kind of a fun period right there. A lot of stuff happening, and some positive stuff happening for Team Steel. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 9-minute timeout, 9 minutes. And we will meet you back here in 9 minutes.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IDP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenenroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenenroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken & Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Pretty paint.
Seal hockey coming up.
Just pretty ribbons blue. Wrap your present to your darling from you. Pretty pencil to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh.
there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. Better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue, wrap your present to your darling from you. Pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Swamin Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Swamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Scott Heckman along with Matt, just Matt Nichols right here, and it's 8-0 in favor of Antigo. Big town, big team. Fun hockey, though.
Yeah.
The team Seal is, they're up-and-comers, I think. We got a really good Bantam team. We won a nice tournament, actually, down in Antigo. That's and actually won that quite handily, man.
Right,
was,
right.
So we got some...
They didn't play the Antigo team. I think, for my understanding, the Antigo did not have a Bantam team until this year. We covered that. So, anyway, first time having a tournament in quite a while for the Bantams. And as Scott mentioned, the Bantams for Price Ice went down there and won that tournament a couple weekends ago. I actually don't get much of an opportunity to get into Antigo. Good to spend some time in that town.
All right. Yep. Antigo's a nice town. I've done a couple auctions down that way, and I always get a chance to hang out in town when I do that. It's like the circus coming to town, Matt.
It really is. When the Heckman crew is in town, or even just Scott, it is the circus in town.
Oh, cool. Man. I'm going to hear it for that one. That's good, Matt. Looking good here. Looks like he's up to speed this time, coming around the corner for the Zamboni driver. And in the second period, we had Eli Kassler scoring his fifth goal, assisted by Liam Burt. Liam Burt has an assist and a goal now, and it's 8-0 in favor of Antigo. And after the resurfacing of the ice, it'll be the third period. So let's hear a few shout outs. Who do we see in the crowd here, Matt? Because we're on radio, we got to have some names. My Aunt Kim from Las Vegas is here. She's got season tickets to the Knights, Golden Knights. And
that's fine.
My uncle is here too, so they're big hockey fans. Meredith, here comes Luo. He's going to be doing the Krabby Cam,
yeah,
right here.
Fun little thing down here at Price Ice, the Park Falls Arena. Krabby Cam. We are also doing Facebook Live, and we hand out Krabby Patties to the.
That Krabby guy said no. He didn't want any Krabby Patties.
He might have needed a Krabby Patty, but sweet one. So Lou handing out those Krabby Patties. We talked earlier, 8-0, as we mentioned, like, the high-scoring game 4 and ago. A lot of transition scores.
And so Team Seal had 3 shots on goal in the last period. They did it. They did had to play a lot of they were in a power play kill in that period as well, too. So
yeah, that's right. Did you know, a relatively clean game. The first period we had 2 penalties, both against Anago, and actually they were simultaneous. Not truly simultaneous, but
back to back,
right? So quite a bit of 5-on-3 hockey. We had to see 3 or 4 shots on goal for Team Steel, but no score. Again, we'll call it a shout out there to the goalie for the Red Robins. Yeah, 13 shots on that goalie, and no shots shutting him out so far. Second period, 2 more penalties. This time they were against the Team Steel, not consecutive penalties. I think one of those resulted in a power play. Matter of fact, interesting, there were 3 shots on goal in the second period. I think 1 or 2 of those were shorthanded. So during the power play for the Red Robins, Team Steel generated a couple scoring opportunities.
Yep, and they did, and when they were up against... All right, so nobody wanted to participate in the Krabby Cam. Keep in mind, too, folks, if you have people out there that want to listen to the game, they can go back on the archives on 98Q.com, I believe also on Civic Media app. So if you download the Civic Media app, you can go to any particular station or that particular station on Civic Media, which has got many of them, and listen to the game, and then you can also watch it again on Facebook Live. So we've almost coming up here.
Andrew's taking his last rounds here, resurfacing the ice, and then teams will come back out and get right back into action.
Tonight after practice, there's going to be open hockey for anybody that wants to go. That's any adult. Open hockey's at 9 o'clock, Matt. Are you going to get in on that? Good, good.
Lou will bring him back to Krabby Patties and give them all to Scott, because apparently he's the crabbiest.
I guess I am the crabbiest.
Crabbiest guy here.
All right, there we go. 17 minutes left to play. We're going to be in runtime, and making his last pass is the Zamboni driver resurfacing the ice. It's just good for that. Here he comes around again. What else we got going on, Matt? I mean, this upcoming week, we've got a bunch of open skates at the rink. Yeah. Every day, I think, Tuesday through Friday, noon to 2, we've got open skates. So
yeah,
come on down.
Check out the Price Heights Communications Facebook page. You can track those special events.
Yep. And that's always fun for everybody. You've got people around for the holidays. Check that out. So... what else we got going on? Next weekend, I think we've got some home hockey games. Let me see exactly. Heckman Auction, we've got a couple of live auctions right now, or auctions that are live on our website. You can check that out. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if you don't see us online. Although, tomorrow, are you going to be live, Matt?
Yeah, I'll be live from, we talk about Rhinelanders, the Price Size Seaweed team going down there and playing a couple games. So check it out if you want to listen and watch some more hockey. Price Size Seaweed's playing tomorrow in Rhinelander.
All right.
Oh, it's fun to see. Sometimes they fight up the Hodag down there in that arena.
Oh, yeah, the Hodag smokes and everything. Yeah. We had the Squirts down there last weekend, and I told one of the kids, I said, you know, if you keep on getting penalties, they're going to put you, there's a Hodag den back there under the big Hodag, and that's where they put the naughty kids that have too many penalties. Anyway, all right, we're going to be getting into the third period coming up. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Opening faceoff of the third period. It's won by Team Seal. And Daniel can't get a hold on it there. And taking the corner there is Dickman. He gets wide, but got that puck knocked away. And Daniel, and Dickman's going to get a penalty right there. And that's going to be roughing or something of that nature. He's saying, what did I do?
Yeah.
You pushed him over when he was going for the puck. He said cross-checking, and the captain is arguing. He's going to go in the box, though, for 2 minutes.
Early on here, let's have a power play starting the period off. 16:45 to go in the game. 8-0, Red Robins up.
There's a shot from the point. Oh. Rebound behind him in the crease. No, and pass over to Daniel. That one's going to get cleared, and they're going to get a tap back to Frank. Frank can't hold it. On the forecheck, there is Liam Burt. Rimmed all the way around behind their net is Harlan. Harlan sends it all the way across, and that's going to be an ice. So good opportunity right there. Run. Good opportunity right there for Team Seal on the... That puck actually bounced behind the goalie in the crease. His defenseman... got a handle on it, and now wheeling behind the net. Maybe not wheeling, waiting here. Is Nolan. Nolan sends it up. And nice move to center there. Over to Xavier. Xavier skates it back. Frank got it poked behind him. Angelina right there, though. There's a drop pass. And Angelina lost that at the bottom of the crease. Here comes Xavier. Oh, sent it into Nolan and bounced off the board. Nolan had an opportunity. Didn't see that puck. Frank, that puck got all the way down now. Tanya cuts it off behind the net.
30 seconds of the power play.
15-10 here to play in the game. A few seconds on the power play. Here comes Xavier. He's on the rush. And nice back check there from Kassler. Nolan. Backhands it. That was a backhanded shot pass. And now we're going to get a trip on the goalie. Trip on the goalie.
Tanya's coming off the ice, but Kassler got a touch on.
So it's going to be a 5-on-3 for 3 seconds. Goalie got a trip right there.
Looks like they're going to have...
3 seconds here on the 5-on-3, and then they're going to have almost 2 minutes on the full power play, 5-on-4. Face-off won by the Robins. Willie picks it up off the wall, though, and now he lost the handle. But here they come, and Chuz couldn't get a handle on it down by the blue line. Kessler over to Dickman. Dickman taking the puck down into the zone. And that puck rimmed up and around. Here comes Willie on the chase. Willie on the chase. Here he gets in the slot. Willie tries to get it back to forehand and didn't get a chance. That puck sent all the way down and held up there by Tanya. Here's Frank setting up behind the cage. Audrey gets that and sends a pass up. And there's up to Chuz. Chuz takes it wide.
Oh.
Chuz looks like he got tripped again, too. the Red Robins, well, let's see. What should we say? That they're a feisty team, like a robin in the spring. Nice move there by Angelina. Gets it down behind the goal line. They're waiting on the change. And, oh, Frank couldn't hold that line. That 40, rolling puck, 40 seconds left on the power play. Harlan, that was a tough puck to hold because it was rolling on its side. Now this puck kept in on the forecheck, and we're going to get a trip on Frank. So it's going to be even strength here, 4-on-4 for 26 seconds, and then the Robins are going to have a power play for a minute and 34 seconds. 13-13 here to play.
Like you said, 30 shots, so far no shots registered for the Red Robins this period, and only one for Team Steel. We're almost 4 minutes into the period.
There's a 4-on-4 shot. Puck sent out to center. Will. I don't know if they realize it's 4-on-4, but there's 10 seconds left. And here comes, skating into the zone is Richie Vareja. There's a shot and covered with a big paw there.
Yeah.
By Tanya, 1:31. And, you know, with running clock, I guess when you freeze it, it's almost like running down the time with that. You know, when you get a penalty in football.
Yeah.
At the end, offense, you know, 10-second runoff or more.
Right. I mean, that was... Here she covered the puck. We have about 20 seconds that burned off the penalty. This power play chance for Red Robin, who just took a shot.
There was a shot off the shoulder of Harlan. That was from Kassler, looking for his sixth of the night. There's an errant pass out to center, and the Robins will get back. Here comes nice poke away there from Will. And... entering the zone now is Kassler. Kassler gets held up there by Willie, and they're in their power play now. We got coach getting a little irritated, up 8-0 about music, but hey, what are you going to do? There we go.
May not be a month for the sun stand. I don't know.
Must be. All right. But that's why we do this kind of stuff. It's for the odd stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Kassler makes the move, sends it out all the way across over to Dickman at the top of the circle, or at the top of the blue line now. Full strength, and here comes Keith out of the box. Slap shot and score. Top shelf. That time from... Trenton Walbeck.
Right. Nice slap shot from the point. You know, they're back to full strength, but you know, not truly as the skater was coming out. Okay, no assist on that one. Nice clean look. Good shot, opportunity, and he took it.
11:04 to play here in the game. 9-0. Anigo coming on out at center is Willie. Faceoff won by Anigo. Pass out to center, and Daniel pokes that forward on the forecheck. Here is Will and Chuz. Anigal looked like it lost the handle, but skated out and round by Ian Brittenham. Brittenham bounces it off the sidewall. Frank had a chance to get it clear. That puck is poked away, and now Willie on the chase. That was sticked aside there by Carson Rohde. Rohde lost the handle down in the far corner. Nice move there, and there's Willie. It's right in front of him. Makes one move. Losing an edge there is one of the skaters for... Nice centering pass. One-timer and a pad save and a beauty. That's a really nice save there, Nolan Barnell. Harland fighting his way through a check opportunity or attempt. Here comes Daniel. Daniel lost the handle. got it back and dumped that puck in, but we're going to end an offside. I think he had one skate in.
He had both.
He was really close. Yeah.
He was close. He carried the puck in from neutral ice into the zone. 9:35 to go, running clock, 9-0 to score. Red Robins up. Looking at 33 shots on goal for the Red Robins, who just scored a goal here, number 22.
Faceoff won by Team Seal. Backhanded in by Nolan. On the forecheck, there's Angelina. Angelina tried to get a backhand shot away, and now there's a puck knocked away. And back out to center. Here's Frank. Does a curl. Sends it up. Over to Harlan. Harlan tries to keep that puck out of the zone and does. Angelina, nice bounce pass over to Nolan. Nolan backhands it up to Xavier. There's a shot, glove save. That was a tough shot.
Yeah.
Just above the pad and gloved. Again, good save there by Nolan Brunel.
Did a strong glove from the goalie here for the Red Robins. What if the team two would benefit from trying some blocker side?
Face-off won by Anigo. Oof. They try to keep that puck in and do. And here comes Angelina, pokes that puck down. Nolan down behind the net. Nolan ran into a fella. Backhand pass over there. Harlan. And shot didn't get through. Here comes Kassler, slicing his way through. Tries a really short angle, high shot over the net, and that puck stayed in. Now kept in or picked up by Xavier. He's got one man to beat. He's going to drive deep, trying to get back to the forehand. Got it knocked away there by Dickman. And that puck picked away from Chuz. All the way across over to Xavier. Xavier dumps that puck down in. Sticked off to the side by Brunel. Puck kept in momentarily. And that one poked ahead by Kassler. Kassler got one man to beat. What a play right there, but he shot it over the net. Boy, there was some big handles.
It was impressive stick play, but also some really solid defense. Really didn't have a good opportunity to get a good clean shot off, resulting in the puck going up behind the net, into the net.
Kassler doing a nice job over there. Oops. We got a new skater out there. That would be Audrina, who was lined up in the wrong spot. There's a shot, and it was redirected, and Tanya held up. Bad save. That puck not kept in, and here comes Chuz. He's got one man to beat. He goes back to the forehand, and, oh, got it poked away. Nice defensive play there. Oh, and Audrina's offside, and she didn't realize it. New skater there, 6-13 and counting, 9-0 Anigo.
34 shots on goal, 16 for Team Steel. See, some different skaters coming out here. A little bit mixed. Look at center, number 3. Robins, I haven't seen him also yet at center.
And there's going to be an ice on the Robins.
Faceoff coming here, the near side dot on our left, the Red Robin zone. Actually, they're pushed over to the far side. Angelina facing off against number 3, Carson Rohde.
Faceoff won by the Robins. Down behind the net. Backhands it up the sidewall. Gloved there by Frank. And we got a hand pass, and now we're going to get a faceoff down in near defensive zone. Where are we at? Defensive zone right there. Five minutes to play in the game and ticking. Faceoff one. Team Seal, Angelina's pretty good on the faceoff. She's over 50%, I would say. Here comes X. He's got one man to beat, and he's a three-on-one right here. X sends it over, and, oh, there's an opportunity from Angelina. Couldn't do it. One-timer for Harlan. Rebound, no. And loose puck by the dot, and nothing there. And that one's going to be sent down, and it's going to be an ice. 4:23 and 4:24 to play.
Solid offensive play that time. Nice speed attempt from X down to Nolan, who was the second guy in, and couldn't quite get it to get it on his stick for a really, really great scoring opportunity. But as it was, still another opportunity came out of that.
That was a good back check by that secondary Robin that picked off that pass from. All right, and Will got held up there in the faceoff, got the puck back behind the net. Willie making his way around. Here comes. And Daniel holds that puck up. Daniel working his way. Now back out to center. Bounced off the sidewall. And here comes Chuz. Chuz over to Daniel. That puck dumped off the side. Harlan has to reset there. Bounces it off the sidewall. And Daniel over there to kind of force it away from the Antigo players. Daniel doing a pretty good job just moving with his body there. Pass up over to Will. And now here comes Chuz. He backhands it up.
Fun to watch those newer skaters, newer players, and you can see that.
Here comes Will, and they're looking for an ice. And, oh, trying a centering pass. Nice play there. Daniel sends it down behind the line again. Oh, and we're going to get a checking penalty there.
Oh, God. Callen?
Callen's going to get a roughing. Interference. Okay. 2 minutes, 2:39 here to play, and they got a power play. And
Robins are gonna, you know, almost run the game out here with power play.
So kill team out for Team Seal. Face off one, and Keith sends it all the way around, and on the back forecheck. X was really moving there.
Yeah.
And sends it in to Dickman. Gates it up. Cross ice pass there. And what's the sense of that? But there it is. 10-0. 2:14 to play. And that is Dickman. Or Kassler from Dickman. Sixth goal for Kassler.
Power play goal.
Power play goal for Antigo.
2:14 to go here in the game.
Face off one. By Antigo. Here we go. That one's sent back out to center off the skate of one of the defensemen. 1:52 here to play. Xavier trying to come up. And here comes Frank. And we get an off, but was not touched off sides in high school. That one's sent out to center. And now out to Kassler. Kassler taking his way wide. Losing a handle there, trying a centering pass. He was trying to hit up number 9. I don't know who he is. All right, here's Angelina. Angelina moves it out to center. Here's Frank carrying it in, but he got it taken away there by Owen. Pass bounced over by Kassler. Dickman, there's a goal.
102 to go here in the game. Like, a lot of times teams will coach the team, get up 11-0 like this, coach their players to start to pass it, engage some of the less experienced teammates. And they have been doing that a while ago. It seems like that's ended right now.
It sure has. I don't know what happened there, but kind of a couple of senseless goals. All right. Nice forecheck there. Willie trying to come back.
42 seconds to go in the game.
And he got angled, got it back. There's Audrey keeping it in. Willie trying to get it back to his forehand. Can't do it. Harlan gets it. 30 seconds here to go in the game. Still playing hard here is Team Steel. Poke check there. And Harlan trying to get it out. Kept in there by the Robins. And here comes Chuz. Chuz.
A second.
There's a... Tried the top corner, and that was a really good shoulder save there by Brummel, and that'll end the game. So, that'll end the game here for Team Steel and Antigo, 11-0.
I thought one of the highlights, I would say, for the game here for Team Steel, I mean, it was 11-0. But that doesn't seem like it's hard to find one, but in this case, they hustled the entire game. And not being let up, slow down. Strong forecheck, strong back check, strong presence in the defensive zone and offensive zone.
All right. Here comes Tanya. All right. And here they come. And that's the game right there, folks. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country. And I don't think I'll be able to get, I asked the coaches before, I don't think we're going to be able to get anybody to come up and talk. So with that, the score was 11-0 in favor of the Robins. And congratulations to them. Antigo winning. Team Seal had 18 shots on goal and did some positive stuff. So
yeah, sure
did. With that, this is Scott Heckman and Matt Nichols. And we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Scott. And remember, a kid on ice is
never in hot water. Have a good night.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Country.
I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, the song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bound, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind.
country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. Feel it. You got everybody looking at you.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.